Hello, I'm Mark Steiner.
Good afternoon, I'm Anthony McCarthy.
And it's Monday, which
Monday!
Means Monday, which means we are together today. And we have a lot going on. Congressman Elijah Cummings has just come back from the Gulf, and we're going to talk to him about the Gulf of Mexico and what's going on with the politics of that morass. We're then joined by Drs. Mary Washington and Raymond Winbush to talk about whether or not places like city government can actually meet the needs of its people. And then we're joined by Sherilyn Eiffel and Madison Smart Bell to talk about To Kill a Mockingbird, its 50th anniversary. So all that coming up. But first, we're going to turn this over to WEA Traffic, see what's happening on the roads, and get you all home safe. We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Mark Steiner.
I'm Anthony McCarthy.
And you all can join us here at 410-319-8888. Write to us here at steinershow@gmail.com. Log on to our Facebook pages and make some comments. We're about to have a conversation in the first part of our show with Congressman Elijah Cummings, who, of course, represents the 7th District here in the Baltimore metropolitan area. And, Congressman, welcome. Good to have you with us.
It's good to be with both of you.
Congressman, great to be with you. Full disclosure, Mark, I had the honor and pleasure of serving as Congressman Cummings' spokesperson, what seems like many years ago.
It was many years ago.
Yeah, Mark, he was great as usual. He did a great job for me, and we were really sad to see him move on. But Anthony did a great job, and we miss him.
Thank you, Congressman.
Well, we're glad to have him up here. So, Congressman, let's start. You just got back from the Gulf.
Yeah.
So
my second trip in the last 2 weeks, and I'll be going back probably on Friday.
And what? Tell us what you're doing there.
Well, I am. A lot of people don't know this, but I am chairman of the Coast Guard and Maritime Matters Committee of the Transportation Committee. That's there's 6 subcommittees in the House Transportation Committee, and I am chairman of that one that oversees the Coast Guard and the 361. Ports in the United States. So when I go there, I'm basically talking to the Coast Guard. I'm making sure that they're doing their job and trying to figure out what more they need to carry out their job, because their mission here is to oversee the cleanup. That's mainly the main thing that they're doing. And they're also doing some investigating to try to help find out what happened so that it doesn't happen again. But they are overseeing. See, what happens is BP has a duty to clean up. BP then hires subcontractors and contractors, and it is the job of the Coast Guard to those subcontractors and contractors.
Congressman, a lot of local officials down in Louisiana, around the Gulf, have large some complaints about who
yes.
is exactly in charge. And I know you chair this subcommittee in charge of the Coast Guard and the Maritime.
Yes.
But they seem a little confused. They say the Coast Guard is supposed to be in charge, but they're not sure of the chain of command.
Right, right. Well, the problem is this, that now Fad Allen, who used to be the head of the Coast Guard, as a matter of fact, Fad Allen I know very, very well. He and I talked when he was head of the Coast Guard. He just, by the way, was relieved of the top post, because every 4 years they go out. But he stayed on to do this job for the president.
Mm-hmm.
Fad Allen is the man who the president has designated, but with regard to the cleanup and sort of being overcharged of all of this. But the problem is that we in the federal government do not have the kind of expertise and the equipment that the Coast Guard, I mean, that BP has. And so we had to rely quite a bit on BP. And a lot of people will say, well, gee, you know, this is the United States of America. They said you should be able to do anything. Well, the fact is that the law basically said that BP was to meet certain requirements before drilling as deep as they did. They were supposed to have this automatic shutoff device, which has 7 degrees of redundancy. That means if one thing doesn't work, there should be 6 other ways for it to shut off a oil spill like we have going on right now. And those 7 levels of redundancy did not work. But to go back to your question, Anthony, Again, there are several agencies involved here. There is the Mineral Management Service, and those are the folks that allegedly were partying and having sex with folks mm-hmm. at some of these companies, like VP and others. And they were supposed to be overseeing all of this. They oversee the actual putting of the drill and drill into the ground. We oversee things that are floating. That is, the Coast Guard oversees the floating objects that would be the rig. And then we are responsible for overseeing the cleanup. We are not responsible for the cleanup, but overseeing it.
Well, Congressman, let me ask this question, a couple of things about this. In the brief time that we have with you here this hour, why can't the federal government kind of force BP, to give the information that you've been looking for? I mean, they've been hiding all the information about...
That is absolutely correct.
And why is the White House, why is Congress, why is our government, why are the regulatory agencies powerless to force BP to give up the information that would help all of us figure out how to clean up the mess that was made?
Well, first of all, BP has been saying that they've been cooperating to the nth degree. And when I went down there, I told the Coast Guard and I told BP that I did not believe BP, that they're telling us information from the very beginning that it was 1,000 gallons, and then they said it was 5,000 gallons a day. Come to find out, it may be as much as 19,000 gallons or more a day spewed out. And there were a number of other inconsistencies. We are doing that, and I think what the president has done in order to pull that off is that he's launched this federal investigation. We have had hearings with VP where we asked them all the pertinent questions. They gave us answers, and now we're beginning to find out that some of those answers were not complete. That's the best way to say it.
That's a polite way of putting it.
And that we're going to have another hearing this week in our committee where we're going to try to get some more answers. But VP is really... they claim that they are doing everything that they possibly can. When I went down there, I must say that there were a lot of people working very, very hard trying to resolve this matter, and we need to make a distinction between the BP employees and the BP leadership. And we also need to keep in mind that there are a lot of federal employees that are working with everything they've got to try to resolve this matter, but it's not... It's simple. You got a company that knows that the federal government is looking at them from a criminal standpoint, and I'm not sure that we're going to continue to get even the cooperation that we have been getting in the past because they're going to be trying to protect their butts.
Well, let me ask you another question. I mean, as a congressman, I'm not just blowing smoke here, Elijah. We've known each other a long time, but as a congressman who has been unafraid to ask tough questions on the Hill.
Yeah.
And as someone who has been identified with the leadership of the progressive caucus and progressive congressmen, congressional representatives in Washington,
yeah.
Do you think, that President Barack Obama and the White House and Democrats in general are losing a huge opportunity here? I mean, as Frank Rich, I think, pointed out in his column yesterday, which I thought he was dead on this particular thing, when he said, we have seen Wall Street, and we've seen what the health care insurance industry is on. We've seen now what big coal has done in Appalachia. Now we see big oil in the Gulf. And Americans, whether they are libertarians or conservative Republicans or left-wing Democrats or whoever they are primed and ready for someone to say, we're going to take these guys on and change America, and we've got to stop things now and make things different. And I don't see Democrats going after the heart, gut, mind, and soul of the American people and blowing this incredible political opportunity. I hate to give a little speech there. I apologize. But, Elijah, what are your thoughts?
I'm so glad I read the Frank Rich. There is not one syllable in that article that I disagree with. I think that this is I think when President Obama ran, this is the very kind of thing that the president made clear that we would not tolerate. And basically, I remember when I campaigned for him, I talked about how he constantly said, we can do better. And this is one of those do better situations. But I think we also have to keep in mind, and I hate to say this like this, but it's the truth, Obama did not create this now.
No, we know that.
I don't understand that. He has inherited another mess that was passed on to him by the Bush administration. But that having been said, you're right. We have got to address this matter with everything we've got. When I was asked whether the president should go to Indonesia and Australia, I said, that is a no-brainer. You have got to stay here. You got to deal with this. And I think that you're going to see some fireworks this week because the Congress is coming back after a week off. And I think people, a lot of us, have been down there and seen it. Where, for example, I flew in a helicopter, and literally, I mean, I'm way up in the air, and I could smell the oil in the air.
Mm.
And I could see the problem, and we went from, I mean, maybe 100 miles, and we could see so much of where the oil was going and what's happening. So, no, I think that, yeah, this is, Rich was right. We have got to address BP, and I think this criminal investigation, the government just sent them a bill, the initial bill for $69 million, but their bill will probably come out to be something like about $15 to $20 billion, if not more. And there's one group of people that we need never forget. First of all, we cannot forget the 11 men who lost their lives.
That's right.
But they are. When I went down there, I had an opportunity, gentlemen, to meet with grown men who really cried because their fishing had been in their families for 5 years, and they, like the gentleman said, I don't know when I'll ever be able to fish again. Mm. And then to see the birds with muck and all kinds of oil on them, and I mean, I just saw so much. We have got to address this. This is too important. And as I've said to others in Congress, this is our watch. This is our watch. We are on Earth right now, and it is our watch and our duty to send into the future a better planet than what we found. And we're sending a worse planet. And so I think you're going to see some fireworks coming up this week. I think they've already begun. We've got a major meeting tomorrow with the speaker at 1 o'clock. She's called all of us in who are addressing this issue to try to figure out how best to address BP, get the answer that you talked about, Mark, and make sure we hold their feet to the fire.
Congressman, we only have a couple of seconds with you left. I do want to ask you, Governor Jindal and others point to the president's demeanor. They say they don't see the outrage and the passion that we hear in your voice, that we just don't see it from the president. We need him to have the indignation that you and other leaders have. Is that part of his DNA? Is that part of his makeup? Is that I mean,
this who he is. When he was running for president, people complimented him because he wouldn't get upset with Hillary Clinton. And so now, I mean, he just doesn't change. When he tries to do that, he doesn't come off as being himself. So he can't win on that level. The main thing that he has to do, though, is to, you know, I'm not looking for the guy who's jumping up and emoting. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you can have motion, commotion, emotion, and no results. I want him to continue what he's doing, making sure all those agencies are giving it everything they've got 24/7, making sure that we save our waterways, our people, and our birds, and our way of life. Our animals. I want him to constantly be on the case. That's why I said to him, don't go to Indonesia, don't go to Australia. That is a no-brainer. We have got to take advantage of this window of opportunity. The other thing that we've got to do is do what he's been doing, and that is emphasizing to the public, we've got to get a decent energy bill through. If we don't do it now, we will never do it. Not in my lifetime.
Congressman Elijah Cummings, it's always a pleasure to have you on the air. We look forward to having you in studio and talking to you as soon as we can.
I assume you all will talk about my June 19th event, whereby our foreclosure event. You can talk about that off air. I'll come on another day.
Well, we will have you back on that because so you might as well. It's a double. You'll be celebrating Juneteenth on the same day.
Yes, I guess we are.
Okay.
Thanks, Congressman.
Woodlawn High School. Our foreclosure will save at least 1,000 people's houses.
We'll make sure we get that on the air, and we'll put that on our website as well.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. I'll be glad to come back whenever you want me to.
Thanks a lot. Take care, Congressman.
All right.
We just finished a conversation with Congressman Elijah Cummings. We're about to start a conversation with Dr. Mary Washington, Dr. Raymond Winbush, about lots of things about the city. Pensions are not going to be paid, I think. People are going to lose pensions again. What does that really mean for all of us and for this society of ours? Baltimore's not alone in this. We'll be right back to talk about that. I have to remind you on the way out of here, though, the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. Stop by one of its 7 branches or go to MECU.com for more information. Back, right back.